Well, I think President Obama was very clear. And what we want is to continue to support the voices of democracy, those who are standing against the brutality. But we're also well aware every situation is different. And in this one, Assad has said a lot of things that you didn't hear from other leaders in the region about the kind of changes he would like to see. That may all be out the window, or he may have one last chance.
At the same time, you know, this Syrian regime is close to Iran. They're getting support from Iran for their tactics of suppression, if you will. They support terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas. So why not just say he needs to be removed?
Well, you're right that Iran is supporting them, and we're calling them out on it. But I think we also know that there are many different forces at work in Syria, and we think it would be better if the people of Syria themselves made it clear to Assad that there have to be changes.
The whole notion of regime change isn't working very well in Libya, is it?
I disagree with that. I think we are seeing slow but steady progress. The pressure on the Gaddafi regime has increased to the point that Gaddafi's wife and daughter fled across the border into Tunisia in the last 2 days. The oil minister has defected. So we're making progress. I wish it would go faster. They certainly wish it would go faster, but we're on the right path.
Why does the killing of civilians in Libya justify U.S. military involvement, but the killing of civilians in Syria does not?
There's no one-size-fits-all, and there's no magic wand. If there were, we'd be waving it like crazy. And in Libya, what we had was a unique international coalition. What we're seeing now is increasing pressure on Syria. We're seeing the European Union taking actions, us upping the actions, and I think you'll see more in the days to come.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has become more insulated.